This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's bring in Eric Mohabarak. His report, Paddler's Report, is brought to you each week by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Got lots of fly fishing, a big selection of fly fishing, and also for conventional style fishing, and also kayaks. And they do demos and really cater to those of you who go out in a boat and make No Wake, thus their name, No Wake Outfitters. Captain Eric joins us now. And Eric, good morning. Tell us what's going on in the world of paddlers.
Morning, Don. How are you doing, man? A little foggy out here today, but it should burn off. Who knows? But anyway, things have been well. Can't complain. I know that the Bayou Coast Kayak Club has a little get-together today out of Pip's Marina. They're going to take the kayaks and motor on out there and see what they can catch. So a little friendly gathering. Other than that, they got the Big Bass City Park Tournament coming up, which is, I think, the 29th of March. That's a huge deal. It's the last, most probably the last kayak tournament there is without motors. So that's really a good time. You know, and that's a bass fishing tournament. They also have where you catch the garfish and stuff. I can't remember what they call it. I don't know. But anyway, they got some other selections in that. But other than that, Don, things have been going pretty well. You know, as the wind has been blowing, as you well know, we had two hot spots last week. I know that the Lafayette Yacker is going to be excited about one of them, that's for sure. You know, the first place would be Myrtle Grove with the bad weather. You get good fishing. I haven't heard of a limit being caught out there, but, you know, 10 trout, but that's a decent day for when the weather's really bad. You can't complain.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I have Jared checking in with us today from the West Bank, and he wants to put out a reminder. If you're fishing at Myrtle Grove Marina, which a lot of people do this time of the year, because like you say, the worse the weather, the better the fishing is, that main canal is a no-wake safety zone. So for those of you in bay boats that are headed out and using that canal, remember there's a lot of paddlers out there, and especially if you're going to be leaving in either a fog or low-light conditions. That's a good reminder, and I want to thank Jared for bringing that up. But that's a good place to fish this time of year.
That is a real good place. Also, that No Wake Zone, I believe, runs all the way to the end of the houses, that the camps, whatever you want to call them. And so it's a pretty good distance, so you have safe passage. You know, now a vessel has to go fast enough to control itself. That's what a No Wake Zone is. You know, it might be 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, and it may throw a wake, but not a huge one, you know. So you got to stay in control of your vessel. So that's another one. But
I was going to say, you got some intel on the dam over there in Hopedale?
Some fishing in Hopedale. Yep. This is where Lafayette Yak is going to love it. They're catching white trout. And, you know, that's one of his favorites, and it's easy fishing because he ain't got to move much. But they can be 16 to 18 inches. It's easy fishing. You just got to find 12 to 15 foot of water, which is simple over there in Risco. And it's just drop shot, let on the bottom. I use a loop. You can get fancy and tie the knots and all of that. But a piece of dead shrimp, drop it down on the bottom, jig it around a little bit. Brilliant, a white trout. You also pick up sheephead along there, too. And, of course, a redfish will find that shrimp sitting around on the bottom like that, too. But, yeah, they've been doing really well, and there's no limit on those fish. So that's another thing. So you load them up. Just make sure you bring a bag of ice and ice them down real well. You know, and throw a gulp down there, too. Who knows? You might get I'm sure the white trout will hit that, but also you may pick up on a few specks lingering around.
We're talking with Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company. He does fishing charters from kayaks. And, Eric, as far as the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club tournament series, what's up next? Do you have any info on what's the next tournament?
I know Paddlepalooza. I think Trout Challenge is next. That might be next weekend. Or not sure of the date. You can find that on their website. Then you got Paddlepalooza. But like I said, they're doing that little fish out thing today where a group of them get together and they go over. They're going to Pips. Hopefully they all launch.
Now, you're calling it Pips, but Pips doesn't exist anymore. So I guess it's at the spot where Pips used to be, or is there a new marina rebuilt with the name Pips?
It's the same thing. It's still got the old back down ramp. I don't know who owns it now or whatever. I know that they got a box and you launch your kayak and you'll paddle down to the canal and you take a left and go out into the Hotel Lagoon.
Yeah, right. It was a real popular place, but it was Pip's place and they had a store and everything there, but now it's just a launch, I guess.
It's just a launch and an honor box.
All right, I'm going to give you an assignment for next time you come on. I want you to research and find out who is Pip. Okay.
Who is Pip? All right, I'll do that.
Somebody might know. They might text me and tell me. Somebody might remember Pip's place.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hit up the world famous Shalmation, Chris Holmes. I'm sure he knows.
They'll know. Yeah, you're right. Check it out with him. All right, Cap Eric. If somebody wants to get you and go do a kayak trip with you, you got all the equipment, the boats, and everything they need. Tell them how to get you.
Everything you need. It's real simple. You can contact me through Don DeBute, the Outdoors Guy. Or you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Also, my phone number is 504-313-8292. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. We'll get you out there. Looking forward to having you. It's going to be beautiful times coming up.
All right, Captain Merrick. Thanks a bunch for the report. We always appreciate it. Good talking to you.
All right, Don. Y'all have a great day. Be safe, all right?
All righty.